Peace Officer Memorial Week has special meaning for one prominent area family. Terry Bell has more.
Assistant Dodge County Prosecutor Maggie Kunisch was in law school in 2007 when her fiancé Graham, who is now her husband, survived a shooting in the line of duty as a Milwaukee police officer.
I've been to several law enforcement officer funerals since Graham was hurt. When I hug a widow, I can't help but think it's not fair why my husband got to live while hers didn't.
Kunisch gave an emotional speech at Wednesday's law enforcement memorial ceremony in Juneau.
You walk with targets on your backs, and yet you still show up every day.
Memorial services are being held across the country all week long. In Juneau, Terry Bell, WBEV News.
The Beaver Dam Fire Department has put new life-saving equipment into service. The agency has purchased four state-of-the-art LifePak 35 cardiac monitors, allowing them to retire the aging units that had served the community for over 12 years. Fire Chief Michael Wesley says the new equipment is an important step forward in providing the highest level of care for the community.
These are a combination of monitor and defibrillator units, and so we can use them to monitor a patient, so they'll take blood pressures, they will monitor your pulse, we can get 4-lead EKGs, we can get 12-lead, up to 15-lead EKGs to see what the electrical activity in your heart is doing. That can help us diagnose if somebody might be having a heart attack or if they might need transport to a cath lab.
Wesley notes that this critical upgrade was funded through the city's budget and a donation from the Beaver Dam Community Hospital Foundation.
The support of the Beaver Dam Community Hospital Foundation was essential in this project. These monitors cost over $50,000 a piece. We have four ambulances, so we have one for every ambulance. So we're looking at a price tag in the range of $200,000. We were very fortunate to get not only the support of our city council, who approved the funding for the project, we were able to get $50,000 in ARPA money. And the big one was getting that final $50,000 from the Beaver Dam Community Hospital Foundation.
Over the past month, department crews completed training on the new monitors with LifePak representatives. An event focused on safety is taking place at Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam this weekend. The Safety First Fair is free and open to the public and caps off National Hospital Week. Martha Lukey with Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam encourages the community to stop by.
Safety Fair is basically kind of highlighting all of our local, you know, fire, police, EMS. We're hopefully going to have the MedFlight helicopter make a surprise landing. We have probably over 20 different groups, whether it's different services within the hospital and community organizations, out to kind of showcase like who they are and what they do, and there should be a lot of fun things.
There will also be a broad fry and bake sale. Organizers say it will take place rain or shine. The Safety First Fair is Saturday, May 17th, starting at 10 a.m. and goes until 1 p.m. in the hospital's parking lot and inside the first floor lobby and conference center. A sentencing date has been set for the Fond du Lac woman who stabbed another person to death while trying to rob them. Kevin Haugen has the details.
Lanaka Trudell will be sentenced on July 25th for first-degree reckless homicide and conspiracy to commit armed robbery in connection to the death of 33-year-old Ashley Ann Callow. The 21-year-old was convicted of the charges last Friday. 22-year-old Dawson Miller is also facing charges stemming from Callow's stabbing death in 2024. He is charged with felony murder, robbery, and other charges. His five-day jury trial is set to begin October 6. According to the criminal complaint, Trudell stabbed Callow with a kitchen-type knife during an argument in a fast food parking lot. Callow was murdered during a drug transaction in which Trudell was attempting to purchase 57 Percocet pills from Callow. The stabbing occurred with Callow's young child in the vehicle. The child was not harmed. Trudell and Miller allegedly planned to steal drugs from Callow by pretending to want to buy pills from her. An autopsy revealed that Callow had been stabbed at least twice and once through the heart and lung. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
Wisconsin joins yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. Here's Ted Aylin.
This time, Attorney General Josh Call joins 19 other state attorneys general in two suits announced Tuesday. The legal action challenges the withholding of funds by the federal departments of Homeland Security and Transportation for the state's public safety and infrastructure. The funds in question are allocated through FEMA grants and are used to maintain roads, bridges, and transit systems. The suits dispute new conditions tying federal funding to immigration enforcement, which the AG say exceed legal authority and put public safety at risk. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And finally, two local women will be competing for the Allison Dairyland Crown this weekend. Allison Foster of Waupun and Michelle Stangler of Watertown are among the six finalists who will serve as a full-time communications professional for the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The finalists made their way up to Crawford County yesterday, the host site of this year's finals. Stangler, who served as the 2024 Dodge County Fairs to the Fair, says they'll be spending the next 2 days taking part in agricultural tours and final interviews.
We'll be touring a lot of agribusinesses in that county, from an asparagus farm to a beef farm. There's just so much that we're doing in those past few days. So yeah, just taking a breath of air and knowing that this journey is coming to an end. And whatever happens, happens. I'm going to just showcase who I am and what I can contribute to the role.
The 78th Allison Dairyland will be announced on Saturday, May 17th, and will serve a one-year term beginning on July 7th. The Dodge County area's most recent connection to Allison Dairyland was in 2010. Christine Lidner of Fall River, who grew up on her family's farm just outside of Beaver Dam, was the state's 63rd Alice. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.